Lanyap Audio presents When I Wished Upon a Star, From Broken Homes to Mended Hearts, by Brandon Lane Phillips, MD, and Jeremy Miller. Read by Max Adler, with the introduction written and read by Kirk Cameron. Dedication. For our mothers, Carolyn Wagoner Phillips and Sonia Sunny Southworth.
Introduction. Back when TV was only on three channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS, I was playing Mike Seaver on the set of Growing Pains. The cast and I were meeting kids with cancer and other serious illnesses week after week through several wish-granting organizations. One day, a young boy with a heart defect visited the set. Not to see me particularly, but to visit my fellow castmate, actor Jeremy Miller, who played my younger brother, Ben Seaver, on the show. Little did I know that his wish to visit the set of his favorite sitcom would later result in him becoming my trusted friend, my middle-of-the-night family doctor on call, and an inspiring man of faith whose life story continues to amaze me. In When I Wished Upon a Star, Brandon Lane Phillips and Jeremy Miller bring together many seemingly random circumstances to form a beautiful tapestry of love, friendship, hope, and healing. My dear friend Jeremy Miller could have easily become just another Hollywood statistic were it not for the divine intervention of a God who cares, who honors wishes, and yes, answers prayers. I can't wait for you to read how Brandon and Jeremy's lives intertwined and unfolded to bring them to where they are today. Neither I nor Jeremy knew it at the time, but for some reason, Mike Seaver and his little brother Ben were supposed to be lifelong friends with a kid from Louisiana with a heart condition. Years after Growing Pains had ended, I reconnected with Brandon while I was on the set of a movie in Canada. To be honest, I didn't know what to expect. After all, Brandon's wish to visit the Growing Pains set was because of his ailing heart, and I wasn't sure he would even be alive after all these years. I certainly had no idea of how his life had taken such an amazing turn and become a dynamic example of God's love, power, and even sense of humor. Brandon has since become our family's 2 a.m. on-call doctor, calming my dad nerves when my kids are sick and I can't get a hold of our local physician. Brandon is known to our six children as our funny friend from a town in Louisiana with a funny name, Trout, who sends them funny Southern books, A Cajun Night Before Christmas and A Texas Night Before Christmas. Over the years, I've jokingly told the kids not to feed Brandon bacon because bacon would make him oink and squeal uncontrollably due to the fact that he has a pig valve in his heart. True fact. I thank God for Brandon's friendship on a personal level and for the way that he blesses my entire family and others through his kindness, compassion, and excellent medical practice. I know you'll enjoy reading about his incredible life and how his and Jeremy's friendship grew into an unbreakable brotherhood. Some of it you won't believe because the apparent random coincidences seem improbable. But of course, nothing is impossible or random with God. Get ready to laugh, to cry, and to find yourself in a new state of belief or disbelief. Brandon's story isn't average or ordinary because Brandon isn't ordinary. He's extraordinary. He believes that God loves him, and he believes that God loves you too. He's a brilliant medical doctor who loves people, saves lives, comforts thousands, and knows that only the great physician could have written the story you're about to read. Enjoy. Kirk Cameron, actor and producer.
Forward. Is there an order to the universe? I guess so, because otherwise the story of Brandon is one in a random billion. Among the greatest gifts in my life of entrepreneurial philanthropy have been the people I have been privileged to meet. None better than this extraordinary man, Dr. Brandon Lane Phillips. Our Starlight Foundation granted his wish to visit the set of Growing Pains in the 1980s when he was a little boy battling heart problems and a poor medical prognosis. In founding Starlight, there was nothing more complicated in our ambition than to bring happiness to children and their families saddened by their medical condition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?